This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
As the prophet Jeremiah sat in jail for making it his life's mission to warn the Jewish people of impending danger, he knew that the time of disaster was near. And that's when God told Jeremiah to invest in some Israeli real estate. Now? Are you sure, Lord? Everyone knows that the best time to invest in a country's land is when the country is thriving, not when it's on the brink of destruction. So when God told Jeremiah to invest in the Holy Land, it came with a guarantee that it would be worth something one day. Quote, houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land, end quote. When Jeremiah purchased land in Israel, he was expressing tremendous faith in God. Like Jeremiah, we are privy to valuable information concerning the future of Israel. We know how the story ends. The children of Israel will return, and they are returning. God promises that the land will thrive once again, and it is. Invest in Israel now, my friends, not because others like Warren Buffett see the tremendous business potential and incredible innovations taking place there, but because God promises that Israel is worth the investment. That's one business tip you can rely on. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein wishing you shalom.
Spend a year reflecting on the Christian faith's deep roots in the land, events, people, and faith of Israel in Rabbi Eckstein's new book, The 1 Year Holy Land Moments Devotional. More information is available at holylandmoments.ca.